VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Thousands of demonstrators gathered in Washington Saturday and elsewhere to rally for tougher gun laws in the U.S. following a recent mass shooting at a high school in the U.S. state of Florida, where 17 people died. That event sparked outrage and political activism among young people across the country. Here's one of the student march organizers.
I am a youth leader. I am a survivor. I have lived in South LA my entire life and have lost many loved ones to gun violence. This is normal. Normal to the point that I've learned to duck from bullets before I learned how to read.
The student organizers of March for Our Lives are demanding that children's lives are made a higher priority for the country, and they are calling for an end to the epidemic of mass school shootings. Two car bombs in the Somali capital killed six people on Sunday. One of the car bombs exploded at a checkpoint in Mogadishu, killing four people and injuring at least four others, according to medical sources. Earlier Sunday, another car bomb exploded close to a security checkpoint outside Mogadishu, killing the bomber and injuring a police officer. Sunday's explosions come just 3 days after another car bomb killed 17 people in Mogadishu. Nigeria's government is in talks with Islamist militant group Boko Haram about a possible ceasefire, the information minister said on Sunday. Boko Haram recently released 100 schoolgirls after abducting them from Dapchi in northeastern Nigeria in February. They were reunited with their families on Sunday. We have much more on all these stories we covered on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The sound of church bells filled the rural French town of Trèbes on Sunday as hundreds of mourners packed a church for a service the victims of a terrorist attack. The town rocked by a deadly Islamist attack on Friday, where four people died, including a policeman who is now hailed as a hero for offering himself in place of a hostage. Lieutenant Colonel Arnold Beltram was shot and stabbed after taking the place of a woman whom suspect Redouane Lakhdim had been using as a human shield during his attack Friday at a supermarket in the town of Trèbes. Head of French Gendarmerie, General Richard Lizarey, held a media briefing Sunday.
Le président de la République a décidé d'un hommage national. C'est effectivement une reconnaissance.
Lizarey saying the president of the Republic has called for a national homage. That is indeed a way to acknowledge the heroic action of our comrade Arnold Beltram. It's also a way to acknowledge the daily commitment of security forces in the fight against lawlessness, but also against terrorist barbarity. French authorities say two other people have been arrested in connection with the shootings. The first Muslim woman elected to Australia's federal parliament has spoken of racism and domestic violence has shaped her career and how that has shaped her career. Egyptian-born Anne Ali was elected in 2016 by a narrow majority to Australia's federal parliament, where she represents the center-left Labour opposition. She says that her parliamentary office still receives hate mail and threatening phone calls.
One week in parliament when somebody decided to call up and tell Anne Ali if she wants to earn the respect of white Australia, then she needs to be quiet. You know, I get a lot of hate mail, I get a lot of hate phone calls, but that one was particularly stinging. And it was particularly stinging because as I write in the book, I'd spent much of my life trying to be this person that in my mind and in my head, I'm Australian.
Ali's newly released autobiography details her life and career. International cricket bosses suspended Australia captain Steve Smith after he admitted responsibility for the ball tampering scandal in an ongoing test against South Africa. Smith is suspended for one match and was docked his match fee. Here's one fan's reaction out of Cape Town.
They didn't even really admit that they cheated. They just said they thought they saw an advantage. Bad example for kids. It's just a terrible thing to do.
An ICC statement said Sunday another player was fined and warned for his part in attempting to change the condition of the ball in order to gain an unfair advantage. Remember, we have a VOA News app that you can download for more information on all these stories.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today, the voice of America.